Hi, my name's Desmond, I'm an addict. Thank you for asking me to do the chair. Very nervous, didn't realise how big this meeting looks from here. And yeah, it's a lot of people. But so my home group is the All You Need Is Love meeting on a Thursday night in Ealing, and I have a sponsor. I'm working the steps, I'm trying to actually live the steps. I'm 287 days clean. I've got a commitment, I've got three commitments. One of them's here. I usually set up and then make a little announcement at the end on alternative weeks, and that's really scary. And doing this is even scarier, but I'm gonna try to do my best to carry some kind of a message, because I've been told by my friends that I have a message to carry, and I'm starting to believe I do. But sometimes my head tells me that I don't, and I don't deserve to be here. Why do you want to even hear me? Because what I've got to say is pretty much worthless. But that's not true, because the fact that I'm clean is a strong enough message to say that, look, I can get more than a day clean. And before coming here, I could get more than a day clean because I'm a binger, but I could never do it consistently. I could never do it without a little bit of weed or a bit of alcohol or a little bit of coke, just a little bit of something. It would never be 100% clean. I'm not gonna go into my childhood because it's only 15 minutes, so I don't really wanna talk about that. But I do wanna talk about 4 years ago. And the timing of this chair it's not good timing for me, because I'm a bit emotional, because this is the time of year when I really missed my dad, and it was like the last time that I saw him alive. And well, I saw him when he was sober and I was clean, when we actually connected for the last time, and it was in a couple of days. And so that was August 2013, because of the bank holiday weekend, I was at a day program, and at the day program I said that I'm not going to go to carnival, because for me carnival is pretty much my Christmas, because then I get to use drugs, I get to do whatever I want. And and my dad was in hospital at the time, and I said to my dad, look dad, I'm just going to go carnival for a couple hours, and then I'm going to come back. I didn't come back until October the 5th. So one day in carnival turned it into just a month of madness. And in that month, this is how I'm gonna qualify myself for being here, for pretty much, because haven't been able to forgive myself for this, but I'm pretty confident with working the steps, I'll learn to find some forgiveness for myself. That's what I've been told by people, and I trust my sponsor and my friends. So when my dad came out of the hospital after just having his leg amputated, I was more interested in sneaking in the house and taking his money and then using that money to buy more drugs. I didn't even care that he had just had his leg amputated and that he was in pain. All I cared about was getting my money for my drugs. And then I used the drugs, and then I needed more drugs. So I went back in that house and I stole from my mum, I stole from my aunt, and then I had the money to give back the drug dealer, but I didn't give the money back to the drug dealer. I went to another dealer and then took some more stuff off him and got more drugs on tick. And that's the kind of user I am, where I get drugs on tick and I just use as much as I can. I was also had a friend who had to go to treatment, and I took her to treatment, and then also I brought her drugs into the treatment center. And there was a time when my dad was calling me to say, where are you, Des? And I just wasn't answering the phone. And it's just a lot. So after that huge binge, I went back to the day program, and they said to me, look, do you want to go on to treatment? And I was like, yeah, okay, because I think I need to do that, because clearly there's something wrong. So we packed, we started to do the documents and everything for the income and expenditure for what it's going to be like, and I was prepared to go to treatment. And then they said, look, it's not going to be for a few weeks, so do you want to try going to an NA meeting? And I thought, I'm not going to do that, because that's for people who take serious drugs, and I'm not one of them. Even though I was taking a whole long list of drugs. Yeah, that's my 5-minute timer to remind me to stop talking about drugs. So right now, I went to an NA meeting, and it was nothing like this. It was a dark meeting. It was candle lit, and people gave me a reading. I was like, I don't read out loud in front of people. And then you held hands at the end, and I was like, all right, I'll do that. The Serenity Prayer. I didn't know it. I went to church, but I still didn't know it. And at the end of the meeting, a guy asked for my number, and I thought that was strange as well, because why do you want my number? You're a guy. It's not me. But then he said, look, keep coming to meetings. And then I went to another meeting, and it was like this one. It was big. People were smiling, and I was like, why are you smiling for? My life is over, pretty much. And people were happy, and then people were talking about their clean time, and putting their hands up, and I was like, wow, 30 years, 20 years, 10 years. And I was like, this is amazing. So the next day, so I did 2 meetings, so I needed a break. I needed to have a day of rest, pretty much. And on Saturday morning, we got a call from the hospital to say, look, you need to come in urgently. And we came to the hospital, and my dad had passed away. And it was really, really heartbreaking that he had gone, because he had died from multiple organ failure because of alcohol. So that's why when it says alcohol is a drug, I have no problem in believing that. And my family weren't talking to me at the time, but then they started talking to me again because he had passed away. And when I saw my dad, the first thing I said to his body was that I'm sorry. And I broke down. And then a week later, I went back to that same meeting. And I said what had happened, and people came and looked after me, pretty much. And I was able to stay clean through that whole process. And that's why I'm eternally grateful to Narcotics Anonymous. That's one of many reasons. And then I did a bit of work on myself, but then I relapsed a few times. I relapsed at 6 months, 5.5 months, 9 months, then 13 months, and now I'm back up to nine and a bit months. Yeah. This weekend is the hardest weekend for me, really, because there's a lot of shame around what I did to my family and what I did to myself. My family trust me again now. They've all gone away on a trip, and they've left me in charge of the house now. They've left all the doors open. They care about me now. And before coming here, they didn't care about me. Well, they cared about me, but they didn't know what to do with me because they couldn't trust anything I said. And I'm really grateful for that, because Narcotics Anonymous, I got my family back, and I got myself back, and I can go to sleep without taking any drugs. I got amazing friends who turn up for me and who look after me and say that it's all going to be okay, Des, because it really is. A year ago, when I took this commitment on, I relapsed, and then I was stealing from meetings, and then I came back to this meeting, and I thought I had lost my commitment, and then people said, no, you can still do your commitment, it's fine. So I came here every week, I paid that meeting back that I took the money from, and I didn't get told fuck off. Oh, I'm not going to swear. I didn't get told to go away. I was, people embraced me, but I really thought that last time I relapsed, I was not going to come back. I thought I was going to stay back out there, because I didn't feel the love again. I had lost that connection completely. But somehow, because it's because of God, that's what it is for me. There's sometimes when I can't handle stuff, and I just say, you know what, God, you need to do this for me, because I cannot do this anymore. You need to take care of these thoughts that go on through my head. Because even though I'm clean, I still give myself such a hard time, and I still think that I'm not worth anything, but I'm worth a lot. You know, I'm a good man, and my mum is so happy to have me back in her life. We laugh now. We actually, laugh a lot. I'm so happy that she's that I'm able to be there for her, because she misses my dad as well. I make sure that I have a morning routine of my Just for Today, my gratitude list. I speak to people on a regular basis. I ask for help, because I still haven't got this, and I don't think I ever will get this. It's just something that I do a day at a time, because I need to be doing this daily. something my relapses have showed me that just because I've done this work doesn't mean I have to stop doing it. I have to keep maintaining it. It's like if I'm working out and I get the body that I want, I have to maintain that. But if I get to that state where my head has leveled out, I need to maintain it. And the main way I maintain it is with basic texts, with you guys, with the spiritual principles I had no idea about. And to have the acceptance that I'm an addict and that this disease isn't going anywhere. It's incurable. If you're new, I would just say, listen, just sit back and listen. And if you are too scared to talk in meetings, because it is really scary, I don't even know how I'm doing this actually, but I guess that's something that is a miracle. But if you're new, just get to as many meetings as you can. If you relapse, come back as soon as you can and just keep going with this stuff, because it isn't easy, but it's so worth it, because there's moments I have when my head is just so clear, or I'm able to be present for certain things, like my niece and my nephew. I love them so much, and they aren't scared of me. They look at me like I'm an uncle, and they run up to me with love. Before coming here, they would have to walk past me, or their mum would be like, don't go talk to Des. Don't go talk to Des. You can't talk to him. But now, I've got nothing but love in my house, in my home, and I'm trying to just do things the right way this time. It's like me admitting in front of all you lot that I'm in pain around my dad, and that I'm scared about the weekend. It's like, it's a big deal for me to do that. But I've realised that getting vulnerable and getting honest, that's when the relief comes. Instead of me holding it all in, if I hold it in, I relapse. But if I let it out, I stay clean. It's just that simple for me. And I ask for help every day. If you didn't get much from my share, there are many meetings in London. We are very blessed to have like meetings every day all over London. I mean, this weekend to get away from Carnival, I'm heading to East London just to hide. And I've got friends there. And before coming here, nobody wanted to talk to me. I wasn't trustworthy. Now I believe that I'm a trustworthy guy. And I choose to not let my disease get in the way of me making future plans, because I'm going away in about a few weeks to Portugal for the convention. And before coming here, I would be too scared to do anything. You know what I mean? There's opportunities now, and I try to grab them with both hands. And I know that I need to look after my body, so that's why I'm into fitness and everything like that. I'm trying to eat healthy. I was speaking to someone before the meeting about sugar, so I guess that's the next thing on the list. It needs to cut down. Well, no, not cut down, it needs to go, because it's terrible. But Narcotics Anonymous has saved my life. And this meeting has been a big part of my recovery, because, just coming here every week and being able to do a commitment. Having a commitment is really important for me. For me, it is. I don't know about anyone else, but for me, when I don't want to go to the commitment and then I still go, and then I'm grateful, I'm glad I went, and then I get to talk to people, and then they're like, oh, Des, we're glad you're here. But also, they know when I'm not all right, and they say, Des, are you okay? So it's like a little warning sign that I know when things aren't right. But I think today I'm okay, and I'm going to stay clean over this weekend, but I'm also keeping it in the day, so I know that tonight I'm going to stay safe and be around people that know me, my real friends. I think that's all I've got to share, but I hope you all enjoy the rest of the meeting, and you have a safe weekend, and thank you.